While quality assurance is an ongoing part of the 2010 census, there are three major operations that are occurring right now.
This is part of a video now available online at the Census Bureau website outlining the current work being done to double-check the ongoing decennial population count. Census Bureau Director Dr. Robert Grove says that as the most public phases of the census are winding down, he has some tentatively good news to pass along.
72% of the occupied households roughly returned the mail questionnaire. And this was a glorious success given the fact that all survey professionals expected a lower rate given the consistent decline of survey cooperation throughout the decade. I also know today and can announce that we've essentially finished knocking on 47 million household doors, and the cooperation of the American people on the whole matched that of the mailback phase. They answered the questionnaire. They opened the door, and they agreed to provide the information in face-to-face form.
Dr. Groves has been holding these monthly status reports on the 2010 census at the National Press Club since early this year. But this time, along with the bullet points outlining status of the punch list of tasks that remain for the census, for the first time, he's also looking to the future and the end of the current 2010 count. One of the most often asked questions about the census, both on Capitol Hill and among most Americans, why the census isn't being conducted, even in a small way, online. To this question, Groves had more than the usual boilerplate response.
The vision that many people have about censuses and surveys is that we ought to give people a lot of different options, that you may prefer a particular way of doing it, and we got to make sure you have the option of doing that. Others would prefer a different method. So I think the vision that we are building for the 2020 census is it'll be a lot of different things. If we're really smart, we'll choose the number of different ways to do that. So the overall percentage of people that do it without us having to send out someone to their door goes higher, because a large portion of the data collection costs of a census are the labor costs of sending people out. To the extent that it raises the participation rate, it would save money. Any way we can raise the participation rate without using human beings to knock on doors, we'll do well. I can speculate also that there will be a mail component for the 2020 census if we still have a postal system.
Over the last several years, another hope for reducing the costs of the 2010 census focused on automating many of the important public and back office functions of the data collection phase of the census. Key to the automation project were small, handheld computers that were to have been used in the field for two census tasks. But the software systems to which the handhelds were to report their data never got out of their debug phase because of all the problems. The handhelds were used only for the easier address canvas phase, and printed forms were used for data collection. With that background and with Groves' statement on the Internet as part of the 2020 census, I asked him,
do you foresee some sort of handheld technology being out there with the enumerators who are going to be responsible for the 2020 census down the line? And when do you think you or whoever will be in charge of the census will start thinking about those kinds of decisions?
Now, let me first note that a major focus of our discussions now on the 2020 census are cost-related discussions. We must reduce the cost of measuring the population in the decennial census. And we are diagnosing, we are dissecting the costs of this cycle to see how we could do better. I'm a firm believer that we can reduce costs in the planning phase of the census. We can be more efficient through integration of systems, through the use of our other infrastructure, to build in tests for 2020 into our existing data collection operations to reduce the marginal cost of those. It is quite likely that there will still be a face-to-face component in the 2020 census. All the neat ideas of technology that I love and cherish and will push have weaknesses for certain parts of the population. They don't cover them well. Now, 2020 is 10 years out, and the world will change, but I think it's easy to speculate. There is undoubtedly going to be a portion of the population that will need face-to-face contact to get the interviews. Then the question is, how can you save money without hurting quality on that phase? Handheld computers are very attractive because they allow you to supervise, to monitor work, to transmit completed work, to check work as you're getting it done. So I think it's quite likely, and if you think about it, almost all of our surveys now are using computer assistance for face-to-face interviews. We know how to do this. So I think it's quite likely that the 2020 census face-to-face component will have a device that is has a lot of intelligence attached to it and will assist the interviewer in doing their work. Whether we'll call it a handheld or not, it may be a wearable device. It may just look like a jacket. We have no idea what it's going to look like. So a handheld is going to be kind of a so 2010 by the time we talk about the 2020 census that we'll have a different word for it, but it'll be there, right?
That's Dr. Robert Groves, director of the U.S. Census Bureau. At the National Press Club in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.